Hello, and welcome to my talk about PyTest Pac-Man, generating Pac-Man fixtures for fun and profit. So, what I'll discuss in this talk is I'll introduce myself, I'll introduce the project, the Pac-Man database layout, the differences between the different databases it has, what PyTest is, fixtures to do, and a conclusion. So, I am Jelle van der Waa. I joined Arsenix in 2010. And recently, that's 3 years ago, I am now an Arsenix developer. I'm involved in the security team and the DevOps team. And I maintain several Python Python projects in Arsenix, such as the Pac-Man bindings in Python and the Django-based website, so our main website. It's written in Django, and the Arch sign-off utility, and more. So why did I start this project, and what is it? And, well, I started it basically a month ago or so. I had a problem. I took over maintainership of the Pac-Man Python bindings, and I wanted to create a proper test set for it. And I started relying, and to test it, I need a local database. I need, and basically, I need a normal Arch install. I need to mock this environment. So I used Pac-Man for this because it is possible to add and download repositories and then install this all without root permissions. This adds the dependency of the network. It's slow because I have to download a packages database, and I wanted to circumvent this. So I tried to generate the local database format, and it turns out this is pretty easy and also doable. And so I created a small script to do this. Then I turned it into a PyTest fixture. And finally, it is used now in the Pac-Man bindings. And then I thought I could it would be awesome to make this reusable, because more projects could use this. For example, ArchWeb, which is the website, also uses it reads Pac-Man databases to to import the packages state into our website and display this. So why don't I make a PyTest plugin? And that's how it started. But first, I will introduce the database layout. So what we need to mock here. So Pac-Man has a local database. This contains all the packages you have installed. So, and it's really, really simple. So as you might have noticed, there's this varlib Pac-Man directory, and it contains a local directory. And this includes a special file, and this file is the database version. So this was introduced in 2013. It's currently version 9, and when this was introduced, you had to actually upgrade like your database. And the current version 9 hasn't really changed. So the version isn't bumped with the ALPM, so the C API version, which I think is now 11. And this version is still 9. So this local database, it contains a directory per package, which includes the package version and the package rel, and also an epoch, if that exists. And it can contain up to four files, but two of those are optional. So the first file is the description file. This contains the metadata of the package. So in ASCII, you have these strings in uppercase, which are between percentage delimiters. And they contain like the name, and then there's the value, which is just a string. If you want to have multiple values, you just append the value two times. So if you have the multiple depends, which directly translates to the depends in your package build, you'll see that as here on the slide. Then there's the files file. This contains the installed files and just as a list. And then there's the backup entry. And this is exactly what you specify in your package build. So it is an array of files which require special behavior when upgrading or removing. And they contain the file path and an hash of the file. Then there's the install file. This is the install script, actually, which you have exactly specify in the install is directive in a package build. This is not really relevant for testing, as of now, I'm not testing any installs or upgrades. Then there's the entry file. This is also not really interesting for testing, but I added it for clarity. So this is basically contains a description of the package archive. So for example, if you take the Linux package, then you look at it's a gzipped archive, and if you look at it, you'll see a tree of the package with MD5s with hashes of the files and permissions. And this is an archive format, basically. The next thing Pacman has is these sync databases. They are located in the var lib pacman sync. They contain the This contains the repository databases, and these are synced with the pacman minus capital S Y command. And this syncs all the repositories you have defined in your pacman.conf. Then there's recently this files databases. These were added in, I believe, Pacman 5. And these allow you to search for a file in the sync databases. So everything you have synced, you can search and see which packages contain, for example, user bin echo. And these are synced with Pacman minus FY. And both of these files are, you can see them on your mirror. So if you go to your mirror repository, you go, for example, to the core directory, you will see a core.db.tar.gz, because that's what Arch uses as their compression format. However, this can be exet or zstandard, for example. And locally, these files are renamed to core.db and core.files, and they are both gzipped. Format of the sync to be, well, this contains all the metadata for which packages are in the core repository, and it's similar to, it has a similar structure as the localDB, so it just contains package name, package version, package file, and then directory, and then a description file. This description file uses the same format as the local database file. And the same goes for the files DB. This also uses directories, packages, and a files file, which contains the local, which contains the files to look for. True. So now that we have all this knowledge, we know how to generate these kinds of files. So what do you do? When I started adding tests to the Pacman Python bindings, I started with PyTest, because it's one of the best testing frameworks for Python. It contains fixtures, so you can give a function to a test function you have, and this can be set up some data for you. For example, a database, MySQL database, for example, or an HTTP client for with your REST API key, etc., configured, or some random data you need in a test. Or so the fixtures allow me to create the required files I need for testing. So that was nice. And then PyTest also has this plugin framework, which can extend the PyTest runner, for example, so it adds coverage reporting to it. And you can also, the plugins, you can do a lot to extend. So you can also share the fixtures. So this was something I wanted to do because I wanted to have the fixtures I created in the Python bindings repository. I wanted to share these with other projects where I could use them. And if I may create a PyTest plugin, it will allow me to install it locally, so in usually Python 3 as a package, and PyTest will automatically pick this up as a fixture which it can load. And it is really easy to create one, so you simply add an entry point to your setup.py and provide the required files in basically provide a library with fixtures, and then you're good to go. So currently I created two fixtures. So this is similar to what is now provided in the Python bindings for Pacman repository. So I have a fixture which can generate a local database. So this fixture is a function, and one that can generate a sync DB, and this is also a function. So both of these functions you have to pass a dictionary with packages in a specific format, and then it will simply generate them. So the usage is as following. I have a JSON file here in my repository, in my test setup, which contains key values. So exactly the fields in the description file. So basically name, and then as value Linux, and then the version, and then what is it, 5.8. I create a fixture out of this just for convenience. Then I create a new fixture which contains the which is my test local database, and this generates the generate local DB its function. So I return this fixture, and it creates a local database in a temporary location. Then in my test local DB, I provide I provide both the test data and the local DB, and I simply assert here if the required structure is created. So this is a bit of a silly test, but it's just for demonstration purposes. So this works. This is not included yet. It's not yet finished, really. So there's still a lot to be done. Currently, it's not published yet on PyPy or as an Arch package. So this is still on my to-do list to do soon, hopefully this week. I still have to then make use of it in the Python bindings for Pacman project. And there's a lot of need for documentation, of course, how you can use these fixtures, or how the data you provide to these generate functions should look like. I wanted to add more tests to the repository itself. And I want to add more flexibility. So currently you can create files to be, but it cannot create a files to be, which is something I don't necessarily need yet. And another thing which is missing is the sync to be with the required zipped extension. So for example, if I want to make core.db.tar.gz, it doesn't allow me to do this yet. And I need this for Archweb because it reads databases as this, but I'm not sure yet if this is something the plugin will provide, as this is also something you could do in your own project. So this is also something I have to determine. Then I want to integrate it in Archweb, as it now uses hard-coded fixtures, which is the whole point of making this PyTest plugin, because I want to make generate fixtures, which is a lot more flexible and easier to do than hard coding things. And it also allows me to create, to test more scenarios. So in Archweb, for example, if I want to test if packages get upgraded correctly in the database. So if, for example, if there's a new Linux version and I import a new core database, I have no test for this at the moment because I have hard-coded one database and I would have to hard-code or basically store two databases in the project. So this isn't really manageable. Yeah, that's it. So the conclusion, yeah, it's really easy to test. It should be really easy to test anything which requires the some sort of Pacman database in a Python project. So if you're, for example, if you're looking for this, this should really help. And the source code is located on our GitLab if you're interested. And that's all. And thanks for everybody involved in organizing this event. It is really sad to not see you all, but it's awesome that there's still an online event.